death with.
Hey, let's talk to Scotty B. What's going on, Scotty B?
What's up, bitches?
Nothing.
Hey, Scott, what was that movie about the cop who decided he was in love with this married chick, so he tried to arrest her husband and get him in jail so he could move on and score with the girl?
Unlawful Entry.
Was that a good movie?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I thank God that I taped the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just want to erase the whole show except for the one part earlier where Chris actually says, "Thank you, Mr. Police Officer, sir." And I want to just dub it and rerun it over and over again so that when some funny buns criminal finally breaks into his place and holds him down and does a deliverance number on him, I want to hear what he's going to say when the boys in blue come crashing in to save his dope-ridden behind. All right? That's what I want to do.
Well, you go right ahead and do that, there, Scotty B.
I just thank the sweet baby Jesus that I taped this show, because I'm going to keep that, and I'm just going to play it to you over and over, so you'll know what you're going to sound like, buddy.
We don't have any theme music for you, Scott.
You want some?
Who's the journalist there?
We don't know who he is. I think he's some kind of Iraqi disinformation officer. He says he's with the press. He breaks out a bunch of bogus press clippings.
Does his periodical need a movie reviewer?
You want to talk to him?
You need a movie reviewer?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to talk to you. He says you're a punk and a miscreant.
Hey,
and he wants nothing to do with you.
I work sans charge.
He does want to join Scotty B's Double Eagle Militia, though.
No, it's Little Scotty B's Eagle of Justice Brigade.
I'm sorry, he does want to join Little Scotty B's Eagle of Justice Brigade.
Tell him to send me $14.99 and he gets a shirt.
$14.99, you got that? All right, call Screed. They need a movie reviewer.
Do they really? What's the number? Call and get me the job.
Okay, we'll do that.
Get on the case.
Okay. So what's going on, Little Scotty B?
Nothing. I was just calling to see if I could, if I could spread my word further through the written word.
Okay, we got a complaint about your poem last week.
Who?
Let me just read it. Or do you want to read it?
No, you handle it, Rob. We got fan mail here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Okay, after he hung up on me. I hung up on somebody, I don't remember who. After he hung up on me, I tried to listen to the rest of the show, but got bored with the poetry of the dog who is constantly obsessed with his own bone. Parenthesis, give it a rest before it falls off, close parenthesis. He needs a date too. Perhaps they could double. This letter writer says I need a date, and that's why I'm a jerk.
We got fan mail from Nan, who's a regular caller to the program. She sent us a little card, wrote a little note in about how much she loves me and how much she can't stand Rob because he's what?
I got big blue balls, and they make me very feisty.
Exactly,
on the air.
Exactly. Now you know what I'm talking about. And then Scott calls in last week and reads us this obscene poem about the girl that works at his bank and is his teller girl.
My bank lady, man.
Hey, little Scotty B, can you think you can hustle up a few of your privates, maybe even a corporal or two, to go get us some castles and get them down here?
I might be able to get some of my men to go out and come.
Yeah, why don't you get a squad or two on that?
Unfortunately, all the female members are busy with something else.
What do they do?
My bone.
Hey, listen, Scott, there's something I've been wanting to ask you.
What's that?
Have you seen any good movies lately? You know, you are Scotty Barlow of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show Movie Critic Department. Have you seen any good movies lately?
Let me check my list.
There's a movie I want to ask you about that's hitting the theaters right now and sweeping the nation.
What is it?
Air Force One, starring Harrison Ford, America's hunk.
I saw it.
Was Air Force One starring America's hunk Harrison Ford any good? Is it worth seeing?
I was very disappointed in it.
Why is that? It's an action-packed flick.
Yeah, but it's about as cliched as you could possibly get. The script is just terrible.
You know what President George Bush has said about Air Force One?
What's that?
He said, "Our every desire was met. The comfort was unbelievable."
Yeah, well, the comfort is unbelievable and everything's unbelievable about the plane, except it can't land itself on autopilot, unlike every other plane made in the United States.
You know what else George Bush has said about
any plane
the technology behind Air Force One?
Wait a minute. I think this is some irresponsible broadcasting.
George Bush has said, "It's reassuring to know that our plane cannot be brought down with a heat-seeking missile."
Rob, this is true, all right? Planes can land themselves on autopilot.
Planes cannot land themselves on autopilot.
They can.
No, they cannot.
Call any airline and ask.
You call any airline.
You're the one doing the irresponsible stuff here, because this is true, and if you check it out, you find out it's true. But in this movie, for some reason, Air Force One can do everything except that.
Planes can't land on autopilot.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't. You are so lost. What if there's a wind shear?
Man, I've got several of these planes in Little Scotty B's Eagle of Justice Brigade, and I can prove it to you.
Hey, Scott, you know what? You know who Major Jim Stratford is?
Was that the guy in the Rockford Files?
No. Major Jim Stratford is the Air Force One crew spokesman. And when he was asked the question of the likelihood of President Clinton or any other president of the United States having Air Force One hijacked, his response was, they took liberal Hollywood license.
Okay, we got an autopilot expert. How do I do this?
I don't know. Hey, Jim! Jim, where are you when we need you?
Get both of these on the air. This is,
we're currently talking to Scott Marlowe, who is the movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
This guy,
Scott has a somebody has a question.
This guy's name, code name is Spotted Al. He is an autopilot technician. Everything's cool. Just put him... Now you had to flip the tape. We're like an excuse-riddled ballerina coward. And he comes back with a pretzel. That's what's so unbelievable. Jim runs out of the room.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show would like to thank Jim. Jim comes down here week after week to answer the phones for the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And without Jim, we'd probably have a much smoother operation. So thanks, Jim.
But you know what else about Air Force One?
What's that?
They had a big giant conference room with a whole bunch of like air reporters and stuff on there. When really, like the conference room on Air Force One is not that big. Okay, there's the hotline exploding.
I got one more thing to tell you about Air Force One.
Yeah.
An Air Force One flight attendant commented on the looting that took place after Gerald R. Ford was not reelected to be president. On his last day, on his final trip aboard Air Force One, Gerald Ford took off with notepads, matchbooks, menus, cigarettes, pillows, blankets, silverware, napkins, candy dishes, entire sets of glasses bearing the presidential seal, and a cheap wicker fruit basket.
Yeah, he did. He had a silver platter stuck up his ass.
According to one of the crew members on Air Force One, they say it happens all the time. We're used to it. As a matter of fact, senators and congressmen are the worst. They steal everything that isn't bolted down.
Hey, do I still need to be here?
Yeah, you're still here. Okay.
We're talking to Scott Marlowe. He's the movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, talking a little bit about Air Force One. And here with some fungin' comments about Air Force One is Spotted Al.
Well, Spotted Al is a autopilot technician.
Are you there?
Former autopilot technician. Sorry.
So yeah. What do you have to say about the autopilot device on Air Force One?
I'm not familiar with the ones on the 747s. However, I am familiar with the ones on 707s, C-5s, C-130s, helicopters, and F-4s. And they can take you down to within 50 feet of landing.
Can they land, Spotted Al?
It's not recommended to land an airplane using autopilot.
Thank you. Thank
but it
you.
Can be done, can't it, Spotted Al?
It can be, but it's not recommended.
Listen, well, no, Ken, it can be done.
It can be
but
done.
But you're not going to be playing games with the life of the President of the United States. You know, this can be done. You know, this multi-ton piece of steel hurling through the atmosphere at the speed of sound. Sure, it might be a little rough landing. We might overshoot the runway by a mile or two. We might crash right into a barn. But hey, Scott says it can be done.
It can
Let's
be
go
done.
For it.
It can be done, but it's not recommended according to the FAA.
If you want to talk about this in the context of the movie, we can talk about that. If you want to talk about it in general, whether or not it can be done, we can talk about that. Why don't you pick which one you want to talk about there?
What are you talking about, just for kicks? You just want to do it for kicks? You want the President of the United States just to go put the Air Force One on autopilot just because it'll be a hoot?
Now, they say in the movie that the president used to pilot choppers, right? They don't say which choppers or what choppers or where or when. And by the end of the movie, guess what? There's only the president who can land the damn plane, but he doesn't know how to fly the damn plane. So they say, hey, get in there and just fly it, buddy, and he does.
By the seat of his pants.
Exactly. Whereas in any real situation, they would have had him try to program the plane to get him down there close and do something more rational.
Like what?
It was to land it on autopilot, Mother okay. Scratcher.
Okay, yeah, terrific. Hold on. See, you're one of those movie critics that arbitrarily applies realism to their movie picks.
Wait.
You always like unrealistic movies. Now you're knocking this one, which I haven't seen, by the way, but you're knocking this one because it's unrealistic. That's never mattered before. Since when do you care about realism?
I don't, as long as the movie's well put together. This one isn't.
So you're not really bothered by the realism part. You're just bothered by it's not a good movie.
No, what I'm saying is they...
What are you saying, boy?
Look, they suspend logic in order to keep the plot going and have one more big crash and insane thing happen, which has already been overkill like a half hour ago.
Okay? WAIF Cincinnati. Continue. What? Okay.
The U.S. Air Force Museum, speaking of Air Force One, is located at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Did you know it's only 5 miles northeast of downtown Dayton, Ohio?
I did know that. Yes, I did. I did. I knew that. Mm-hmm.
The Wright-Patterson Air Force Base Museum is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Admission and parking is free. What a bargain. For more information, call 513-255-4704. 513-255-4704. More information on the Wright-Patterson Air Force Museum. Have you ever been there?
Me?
Yeah, they have a plane that looks just like the one the Wright brothers built. And then they have a couple of models that they built right after that.
All right, this one on, Rob.
Okay, and if you do the secret handshake, they'll show you the bodies under Hangar 19.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's going on? Al, make your last comment, then we'll cut you loose.
Right. Hey, if you go back into the back hangar there, you'll notice an RF-4C Phantom. I worked on that airplane.
This is up there at the museum in Dayton?
It sure is.
Did you put your initials on it anywhere?
No.
Okay.
You're stupid. You should have.
We'll go do that for you. We'll put SA on there real big.
Thanks.
Spotted Owl.
Lighter.
Thanks for your call, Spotted Owl. See him, Scotty.
No, Scotty's still here, right?
Oh. Hello?
Scotty, you're still here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're still here. Okay, you didn't like this one, Air Force One, for whatever weirdo crypto reasons you have.
Man.
Please move on.
What else? I saw 187.
Never heard of it. Please move on.
Man, Rob, why don't you get off my case, all right? I call in every week.
Yeah, Rob, why don't you be a little more open-minded? What's this number movie all about? It's called 187?
No, I want to get past this issue with Rob first.
Do it,
all
boy.
Right?
What's your problem?
You know, I try to contribute to this show that I really like. I think you guys are funny, informative, you're wacky, you're nutty.
Writing that down?
And I try to contribute,
wacky,
and what do I get?
What do you get, baby?
You get in my face, you get on my back, you criticize my taste in movies, you won't let me finish a sentence. All I'm asking for is 5 minutes of your little talk show to espouse little Scotty B's views, and what do I get? I get spit on.
You get like 15 minutes, usually.
Scott, you do for us, and this is the thanks that you get.
Exactly.
When are your privates getting here at the castles?
I'm not even going to send them out now, man. Forget
it.
They're staying here.
I don't
here.
Blame you, Scott.
Do what?
Rob, you ruined it for all of us.
What?
We've got some Soldier of Fortune magazines, and we're staying right here, buddy.
Do what, man? You gotta send those guys out. Little recon. Little 107 recon.
Yeah, right.
Okay, please tell us about that 187 movie. That sounded fascinating.
No, I'm not even telling it, alright? And I'm not even gonna call anymore, you punks, alright? You know what?
What?
You're a mother scratcher and you can smoke my bone, okay, baby? I ain't calling anymore. You can just bite me.
Yeah, but are we going to get some hamburgers?
This has been Can You See Any Good Movies Lately with your movie critic, Scott Barlow. On the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'll have a word with him this week. I'll apologize on behalf of you, Rob.
We'll see
if we can get him back for movie reviews. But then again, are movie reviews really that important these days? Maybe people should just go judge the movie based on the movie poster.
But the bottom line is, are we going to get any hamburgers or not?
I don't think it's going to happen. I feel bad now. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll be right back. The phone number is 749-1444. We hope to hear from you soon. I guess that Scott fella is back. Scott, who does the movie reviews for the Chris and Rob Show. And even though we just pissed him off, I guess he's back. What's up, Scott?
I'm calm. I'm calm. All right? I'm okay. But I heard you say before you played that song, you said you felt bad about something. I can't remember what. And I wanted to tell you what I feel bad about. You know what I feel bad about? Huh?
We're listening.
I feel bad for Joe Moviegoer. Average Joe Moviegoer. He's out there on the street. He's wondering, should I see Air Force One? Should I see Con Air? Should I go see something with subtitles, maybe? And who does he got to turn to? You know, where can he turn? Siskel and Ebert? Come on. I mean, they're old. They're over. Who does he got to turn to? It's me, little Scotty B, to call up and tell him, hey, Joe Moviegoer, don't see this one. It blows. Go see this one. It's quality. But you guys, you can't let me. You can't let me do it. You can't let me expound on the beauty of this film or the horror of that film. You gotta talk over me. You gotta step all over little Scotty B. Well, it ain't gonna happen anymore, buddy. I ain't dancing to that tune anymore, okay? All right? You got that?
We'll miss you, Scotty.
The fat lady has sung. The chicken's eggs are all hatched. Everything's happening at once. And I'm telling you, Rome is burning and it's going down in flames. And Joe Moviegoer is the martyr.
Off Weider Zane.
He's the one who suffers. Okay? And it's his blood is on your hands. His $750 that he spends on Weekend at Bernie's 4 is on your hands, buddy.
Hey, Scotty.
Yeah.
Can I just interject something here with your permission?
All right.
You've just been awful uppity ever since you started referring to yourself as little Scotty B. You should just be Scott the movie critic, and everything was fine. Then all of a sudden you adopted this streetwise persona of little Scotty B, and everything changed. What happened in your life?
Yo, listen up, bitch. I ain't taking any more of this stuff from you, all right?
Okay,
now
please
refer... down on me tough. I got the AK, man. I'm going to pop one in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but still, where does this stand? Where do we get some hamburgers or what?
Man, you are just unbelievable, boy. I just can't believe it. You know, it's like I give love. I'm a river of love, and nothing comes back, man. You poisoned my river. You poisoned it, you mother scratcher.
There's four of us down here, so I'm thinking maybe 20 castles will do. That's about five each.
Man, I'm going to beat you on the head with my bone.
Four onion chips. And I like orange drink. With my orange drink.
This hurts, man. This really hurts.
All right, Scott, we'll miss you, bro.
You guys, you keep going with your little show, okay? You keep dilly-dallying with your little show, okay? We'll see what happens, all right? I'm going to G. Gordon Liddy.
Look for movie reviews on upcoming G. Gordon Liddy episodes.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. And you know, I hear a lot of wacky...
Hold on. You know, if...
Uh-oh, we must be in trouble now. The program director of WAIF has called in, Ray Imlay.
Hey, Chris. Oh, didn't I? Hey, I just got a voicemail message here from somebody who wanted to do a program.
Yeah.
It said they used to be on your show.
Who's that?
Well, he wanted to call it the Little Scotty B Late Night Talk Show Movie Review. Do you know anything about that?
I have no idea what you're talking about, okay. And I've never heard that. Hey, Ray.
Well, I've been here. You've been going off today. What's been going on?
Yeah, Chris, what have you been going off on, man?
I've been going off on everything I can.
I see.
Trying to fire it up a little bit. Trying to burn a little fire under the ass of Cincinnati.
Yeah, what's this about? What's dude's name, Little Scotty B? What'd you get on,
Little Scotty B has...
He's a punk. He's a punk with an attitude problem.
Oh, come on now. Be nice to that guy.
He's long been a very cherished member of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show team. Unfortunately,
years ago, we found Little Scotty B hitchhiking on the street. He had nothing to his name. He didn't even have a dollar. I think he had a nickel. He had some dirty clothes and a knapsack he had over his back. He wasn't even wearing a shirt.
Okay.
But we picked him up. We gave him a job. We said, Little Scotty B, how would you like to be the movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show? And he said, Can I really? We said, sure, here's what you need to do. Go see as many movies as you can. Don't have any grasp of reality. Don't have any touch on reality. Keep your fingers out of the real world. Just live in a fantasy world and call us every week and make a fool of yourself.
I think anybody could do that, can't they?
Yeah, you want to be...
Maybe I can get my own little talk show like that myself.
You can do it.
Oh, I could do it, huh? What, you going to hire me to do it?
No. But if you get your own show, I'm sure it'd be a smashing success.
And then the next thing you know, this kid is way too big for his britches, and he thinks he can push us around. Well, I got news for you, Little Scotty B. I know you're still listening, because you're like that. I got news for you, punk.
Oh, I thought
we're the ones doing the pushing here.
I thought you was going to apologize to that young man earlier.
What do we need to apologize for?
I know you kind of got a little hostile with the young man. You know,
he got hostile with us. He's the one with the attitude problem. He's the one who thinks he's too bad for... He's the one that's going to go to the other talk show, the G. Gordon Liddy show, and start doing movie reviews. Well, let him. Let him, I say. Let him. Okay. We gave him everything. We made him. And this is the thanks that we get.